Well, good morning, everybody. Let's start. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and clothe us with power from on high. Hallelujah. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Father God, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Fill our hearts with your love and help us to seek your face. Give us grace to turn to your world with a burning desire to bring your love to others. Amen. Lord God, you call people to come from many different countries. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. You call people who speak many different languages. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. You call people with many different gifts. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. Lord God, we come to meet with you today, all together in one place, embracing and celebrating our differences. Thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. Amen. Sometimes we try and build ourselves into a tower, cut ourselves off from others, forgetting that we need them too. Forgive us, great and glorious God, and break down our barriers. Sometimes we turn away from people of other cultures just because they're different. Forgive us, great and glorious God, and break down our barriers. Sometimes we cling on to our own prejudices and don't see diversity as a blessing. Forgive us, great and glorious God, and break down our barriers. Amen. Lord of every language under the sun, you understand our every word. But more than that, you read the thoughts of our hearts. You forgive us our sins, whoever we are, and whatever we may have done. Lord of every language under the sun, we rejoice in your forgiveness. Amen.
Our first reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 1. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you and listen very carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our psalm today is part of Psalm 104, beginning at verse 26. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they're satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
So now we come to our second reading, taken from John 14, beginning at verse 8. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We prayed earlier, thank you, Lord, that there is unity in diversity. A couple of days ago, Sue and I had the joy of attending a concert given by our son Tim and a very good friend of his, James Lascelles, along with four very talented Indian musicians. Tim and James had spent 3 weeks in India making music and recording, and now it was time for the Indian musicians to come to England and make music together here. It was a fabulous evening, a fusion of Western and Indian music with Indian drums and Indian instruments combined with keyboards, mandolin, saxophone, violin. At the end of this joyous occasion, some friends remarked as they were leaving that it was wonderful seeing different cultures and religions working together with such enjoyment. Proof that there can be harmony among the nations in our troubled world. Totally different musical traditions and different languages combining in one place and at the same time. In our reading from Acts of the Apostles, we're given a list of the many nations present in Jerusalem on that day when Peter and the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and started to preach the gospel. The sound of all those different languages presenting the same message. In the Jewish tradition, Pentecost, also known as Shavuot, was a harvest festival commemorating the giving of the Torah to Moses on Mount Sinai. It marked the end of a 50-day period between Passover and Shavuot, a time of waiting and reflection. Shavuot, meaning weeks in Hebrew, is also a pilgrimage festival, and in some Jewish communities, it's celebrated with the consumption of dairy foods, particularly cheese and other milk-based dishes. 50 days after Jesus' death and resurrection, Pentecost took on a very significant meaning for the early Christian church. Not only was it a celebration of God's bounty in the Jewish harvest festival, but now it was the blessing and bounty of the Holy Spirit. Quoting from the prophet Joel, Peter declared that the prophecy was fulfilled and that belief in the Lord Jesus brought salvation, everlasting life. Luke painted the scene with great detail. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The age of the Holy Spirit had been promised by the prophets, as well as Jesus. The Holy Spirit fell when the disciples were in lockdown, in a sense, in the upper room. There were about 120 of them gathered there together, disciples, Jesus' family, and the women, 10 days after Jesus had ascended to the Father. They were frightened, but they were praying with expectancy and waiting with anticipation. They believed the promise of Jesus when he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Hiding away, the The last thing they wanted to do was to go out and talk to the people about Jesus. But the willingness to overcome their reluctance and speak is exactly what the Holy Spirit asked of the disciples on the day of Pentecost. They were frightened. They were vulnerable. They didn't want to take a risk. But the Holy Spirit compelled them to do what they probably least wanted to do. In other words, the Holy Spirit said, "Stop huddling together, stop playing safe, get out there, open your mouths and speak. You can't stay here, you can't be silent forever. You felt the wind, now go, get out there, you're on fire." And Luke tells us that's exactly what those disciples did. They had to overcome their fear, their vulnerability, their desire to stay put. They had to trust that no matter how silly or foolish or self-conscious they felt, when those words bubbled up inside them, those new, strange, scary words, it was essential to speak them out, to set the message free, to release the Spirit-given words out into the world. That is where the church began. That is why we've come together to celebrate today. And if we want our churches to grow, God's kingdom to grow, to be full of life as we gaze into the future, that's where we must begin too. And we must plead with God, the Holy Spirit, to give us this new language so that we can speak his eternal, liberating, life-giving truth to all those people he sends across our path. And we must entreat him for the boldness to speak it out. Let this be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit of God, and fill us anew. Give us new strength to overcome our fear. New confidence to move beyond our vulnerability, and a new boldness to set aside our reluctance. Draw us to meet other lonesome travellers on the journey of life. Give us grace to listen to their story and courage to tell our story. Set us free to speak the word of life. Give us new words that bring new hope of a new life in Christ, so that others might come to know him who is the light of the world, the good shepherd, the resurrection, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
And now our prayers. Loving God, we ask for the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us pray as we ought. Holy Spirit,
Help
help
us.
us. We ask for the energy and vision of your Spirit for those who are tiring in the battle against injustice and oppression, for those exhausted by the struggle with poverty and hunger. Holy Spirit,
Help
help
us.
us. We ask for the hope and comfort of your Spirit for those whose lives are overshadowed by illness or pain, for those whose lives are darkened by sorrow or bereavement. And we think especially those people that we know in our area. We pray especially for Steph, Jacques, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Ryan, Gerald, Tanya, Roger, Ian, Martin, Matthew, Sue, Cynthia, Richard, Jean. And we pray for Rackardford School, for Tiverton High School, and for Tiverton Hospital. And we pray for the family of friends of those who have recently died, Rod Randerson and Rupert Pilkington. We ask for the peace and joy of your spirit for those living in the shadow of war and violence, for those eaten up by guilt and anxiety, and whose Christian life has become hard and dry. Holy Spirit, help
Help us.
us. We ask for the guidance and strength of your spirit for those uncertain how to use their time, talents, and gifts, and for those tempted to do what is wrong. Holy Spirit,
Help
help
us.
us. We ask for the love and courage of your spirit for those reaching out to comfort the distressed, for those reaching out to others with the good news of Christ. Holy Spirit,
Help
help
us.
us. Loving God, we ask for the assurance of your Spirit to know your presence with us in our daily lives, in our relationships, in our work and service, in our worship, in our times of joy and pain. Holy Spirit,
Help
help
us.
us.
The collect for Pentecost Sunday. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our
Our
Father
Father
in
in heaven,
heaven, hallowed be
hallowed be
your
your
name.
name.
Your
Your kingdom
kingdom
come,
come,
your
your will
will
be
be
done
done
on
on earth
earth
as
as
in
in
heaven.
heaven. Give
Give us
us today
today
our
our
daily
daily bread.
bread.
Forgive
Forgive
us
us
our
our sins
sins
as as
we
we forgive
forgive
those
those who
who
sin
sin
against
against
us.
us.
Lead
Lead
us
us
not
not
into
into temptation,
temptation,
but
but
deliver
deliver
us
us from
from evil.
evil.
For the
Kingdom,
kingdom, the
the power,
power,
and
and
the
the
glory
glory
are
are
yours,
yours,
now
now and
and ever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen. The Spirit of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen us to proclaim the word and works of God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll now stop.